almost crashed my car yesterday. I was driving home from dropping my daughter off at a friend's house, and I sneezed 14 times.
Whoa.
Wow.
I mean, I was on a windy back road, and, you know, that scares me anyway to sneeze because you have to close your eyes, and I know that it's going to be big because I've been having these allergy issues lately. So it's like the sneezes have been coming from my toes where my whole body drops.
So
I'm like, how do I hold the one?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I know that I'm not the only one because I'm looking around and seeing a lot of tissues in a lot of trash cans
here
in XTU land.
Yeah. You know, usually when I sneeze, you feel it coming. I've been under the weather where I have those sporadic, you don't even know.
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I know I got to clean the coffee table.
It feels like your soul.
Didn't even have time to cover.
It feels like your soul is leaving your body. You're like, no, come back.
Exactly. Like how do I get it back?
You're like Patrick Swayze in Ghost.
No! Well, Andy, unfortunately, you missed it yesterday. I sang the 10-minute tune thanks to Colleen, I believe it was, who said I have to sing about allergy season as Andy mutes her mic in order to cough.
Should I leave? I'm kidding.
And we sang about allergy season yesterday for the 10-minute tune. And if you want to hear it, you can text tune to 215-263-6700.
I'm going to have to do that because I missed it because I was sleeping.
Oh, my gosh. It has been hitting everybody hard lately.
Yeah, I know. And it's crazy because, you know, when you know, you know, that's the other thing. When you know it's allergies, it's so much easier psychologically to just push through. And you're like, okay, it's just allergies. It's not a big deal. As soon as you think it's a head cold, it's like, I'm done. I'm never getting out of bed. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what my body needed yesterday. You know, just lay here. Don't do anything. Just lay here. My dog jumped up on the bed, put his head on Leonard's pillow, and just looked at me and fell asleep. And the two of us were, like, sleeping there in the bed together because he knew. He knew that Mama just needed some downtime.
Well, Shannon was speaking some serious truths yesterday where she said, you know, when you have allergies or a head cold or whatever, you're like, what was it like to just not be this way?
Yeah.
And it's like you can't remember a time when you weren't sneezing 14 times in the car.
Exactly. Or when your nose is so stuffed up that you're like, I have been breathing through my nose for years without appreciating how great it is to be able to breathe through your nose.
I think an allergy help hotline here. Come confess about what is going on with your body and your system. How bad is it for you? How do you get your allergies? Oh, I have a friend whose eyes just constantly water.
Oh,
people ask him at work, are you crying? Are you
so
okay?
So mine have been through, like, when I was young, my eyes used to swell shut. They would get so
gloopy
and disgusting. Yeah, it was so nasty. So I've kind of run the gamut with that. But I also think that it's interesting how the pandemic has changed how we treat everything that goes on with our bodies, right? Yeah. I think that people are a lot more forgiving when it's like, you know what? I'm not feeling 100%, so I am going to stay home.
True.
Because, A, my body needs it, and B, I know that you don't want to catch whatever I have, even if it is just allergies. Not that they're contagious, but, you know, your body just needs to heal. So I love that we're kind of giving ourselves that little break.
No doubt about it. 215-263-6700. Take a deep breath if you physically can.
Oh, yeah.
Wheezing.
And share with us, what's the worst part of your allergy season this year?
Whatever you want to do, just call or text us.
All of us are struggling mightily this morning.
It's kind of a mucusy room.
It's a mucusy morning. Yeah. It's a mucus morning show.
I know. Like, you find yourself, you know, like, clearing your throat all the time and that sort of thing. So we're discussing just the allergy issues. It was why I was off yesterday. And we got a text message from Natalie who says that she represents a portion of XTU Nation that I don't think we really think about this time of year, how much she is affected by allergy season. So this is going to put a whole new spin on things for you. Natalie says, so I got my septum pierced on Saturday. And this week, my allergies have been insane. I only have one nostril to breathe through, and my throat is so dry and sore thanks to the new piercing. I can't, or I'm too scared to blow my nose because she just got her septum pierced.
That's the between the nostrils,
right? Yeah, which is super cute. you know, but not during allergy season. So maybe, Natalie, if you were to do this again, you might wait until, I don't know, midsummer or something when allergies aren't so bad right. And you're not having to blow your nose.
Yeah, I had to Google to make sure I knew that because I thought that was my cable provider, but that's Spectrum.
That's Spectrum.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's the former Sixers arena.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is. Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, let's check in with Haley. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, so we're doing great. We're not doing great. I mean, we're all kind of suffering in our own little ways with this allergy nonsense that's going on throughout the Delaware Valley.
I know. I wanted to just give a shout out to all these pregnant mamas in SPU Nation. And I was thinking about it. What even is Emily doing? We can't do much, so we are not okay.
Yeah, for sure. That is true. You are definitely a section of the population that may be suffering in so many other levels, and now you've got these allergies to deal with while you're literally creating life inside your abdomen.
Yeah, Haley, my wife Emily, as you mentioned, she's 21 weeks pregnant today. How far along are you?
I'm 18.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys are right around the same stage. I always feel bad to all my men out there. I cannot complain about anything around her. Not that she gets mad at me, but because I just know she's going through this. Yeah. Just
everything is heightened. When
everything.
You're pregnant.
Yeah. The emotions, the feelings. She's like, oh, my back hurts. Oh, this hurts. And I'm like, I'm not going to complain about anything ever again because she's doing God's work right now.
Oh, literally.
Well, Haley, best of luck with your pregnancy. Please keep us posted. We're so excited for you.
Thank you.
And if it's a boy, Jeff. If it's a girl, Andy. Thanks, Haley.
All right. Love you guys. Love your show.
Country mornings are the best.
The Andy Summers Show. Weekday mornings.
It puts us in a great mood.
On Philly's country station.
92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.